Hello.
This is the second episode coming live. Not live, but right now it's live for me. Months after the first one. So this is another attempt at being consistent with just some shit I said I wanted to do. And that's it. I really just wanted to do it. And so here I am doing it. And it does feel funny talking to an audience that is not there. Also, I did call this unsolicited because I know that no one solicited these thoughts. This is me just rambling about bullshit. Now, I ramble about bullshit all the time, so might as well ramble it off to some shit. And yeah. So, as a second one, please do not judge it just being on here. Like, no real organization of what's going on. I want to start a podcast for a couple of reasons, but right now it's really just to be on some consistent shit. I will also add that it's very awkward talking to myself. My sister is supposed to be doing this with me, and, you know, until she's ready, this is what it's going to be. But as far as recent and current shit going on, just finished the Diddy documentary. And I love 50 Cent. I really do love him. I love him. I love how Diddy was portrayed. It was very antagonizing and all truth. But I say that because people can't have two sides to a truth. Someone else could do a documentary and only show the good that he's done. Like, if any, bitch, hell if I know. But I really aspire to stand on business with hating a motherfucker, like, and peacefully, like, not even stress, just a real grace and joy for fucking hate. God, I love that. I think Diddy is really a master manipulator. I think don't ever let a lame nigga get any sort of fucking attention, any money, not even a little bit, because that's something that they fucking want bad. And if they get a little, like, oh, I can get more. And then it just starts showing who the real, you know, that little saying, money just shows you more of what you already are. I think this is one of those cases. And the first person that comes to mind after him is Drake. And I feel like glad Kendrick stopped him in his steps. I was also duped by what he was portraying. Like just some cool ass nigga. And I knew that he wasn't. I don't know. I feel like when you lame, you know you lame, and people around you know you lame. But when you have money that can help manipulate, like, maybe he's not that lame. A couple more hundred, he's really not lame. So, you know, I think it's a combination of allowing a nigga to do shit and enforcing it. And, you know, you just get better with time with anything. Whether it's lying, bullshitting, faking it till you make it, you literally get better with time, whether it's good or bad. So, really think the nigga's a loser and should stay in jail for the rest of his baby oil life. And that's probably all I have to say on that one until I think of some more funny shit. But, yeah, so what I think I'll do with this podcast is maybe take a couple more, like, subjects. Like this one right now, I'll probably pause it for a little. Play with sounds, and this will be a journey for me and whoever is listening. Probably just me. I am the listener and the speaker. So this will be a fun journey. I really am anxious or like excited to see from the first one and just over time, me being able to play with sounds and mess with guitar band, eventually getting my sister on and just seeing the first of many steps. Honestly, I don't really anticipate this being something wild, but I do feel a nudge. And I'm not really doing shit else right now. Like, I'd rather give my energy to this and staying consistent with this process that I'm going through with bettering myself. Just kind of like on a personal note, now that we're here, I am in a stage of trying to redirect and channel energy that I have, whether it's good or bad. I'm trying to focus it and tunnel it, and just be very intentional and mindful of where I put my energy. And over time, I'll probably just get more in detail of like how I'm doing that. And I'm finding out in this journey that I'm not alone. And I emphasize not being alone because a very large portion of my life felt and feels sometimes still alone, but other people are experiencing the same things that I am. And whether it be like hating a job or kids, whatever the case may be, other people are experiencing things. And I think it's really, really, really good to know that. Because when you do feel alone and you feel isolated, like this is just me, what the fuck am I doing wrong? I think those thoughts are kind of like a snowball and they'll get bigger. But when you find out it's a community, like, oh, it's not just me. And then you find out how somebody else is dealing or experiencing it. And that wasn't even meant, this wasn't even meant to be all deep, but I think this is going to be a fun journey. I really do. And, I'm ready to like put my efforts into like some things now that I'm, I told you don't judge us, but it's going to sound scrambled this first little second round that I got going. So I'm going to post it. Mess around with sounds and bullshit, and then do it again next week. So yeah, toodles.